there, and welcome back to Daily Bites of God's Word. This is Pastor Andy Kane, and it is a joy to be back with you after some time off. We stopped at Psalm 19, 7 and 8. I believe that was part 90 on sermon audio. And so we've had some time away because we've been working on converting By His Grace into the By His Grace Network. So this is the first part of Daily Bites of God's Word on the new and official By His Grace Network. So let's pick right back up where we were at last time as we've been going through the Psalms. And I have some different things we may do. And in fact, also, this will also turn Daily Bites of God's Word will not just be expositional in the sense of going through, you know, the Psalms and other places, but there will also be Q&As and things where I may answer certain questions. So we may do little theology segments and stuff too. But for now, we're just going to pick up where we were at. And verse 9 of Psalm 19, it says, "The fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. The judgments of the Lord are true. They are righteous altogether. They are more desirable than gold, yes, than much fine gold. Sweeter also than honey and the drippings of the honeycomb." The fear of the Lord. You know, it's said in Proverbs, I believe it's Proverbs 1:7, that the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. No true wisdom can come from man, because think about this. If man is going to try to take his own wisdom and think that that is a wise thing, or think that his wisdom is somehow better than any other types of wisdom, you're still getting wisdom from a finite created creature. That's why the nature of presuppositional apologetics is so important. You can't even begin to understand knowledge and understand and have or possess wisdom if you don't first begin with the fear of the Lord, recognizing who God is, recognizing who you are in relation to God, and understanding that true wisdom comes from God. Because as he says here, the fear of the Lord is clean, it endures forever. This fear of the Lord being clean, there was so much in the Old Testament about animals that were clean and unclean, clean and unclean people. And we understand that in the fear of the Lord and in salvation, we are washed clean by the blood of Christ. We are perfectly white, washed white and spotless. We are, because we've been washed white by the perfect Lamb, that perfect Son of God. And so he says the judgment of the Lord, or the judgments of the Lord, are true. They are righteous altogether. So many people, specifically in cults, want absolute certainty. You cannot question. You know, you see that with the cult of the left right now, with all the madness surrounding COVID and the certainty of what we're telling you to do and you better do it. That's not science. Science is an open debate. It's constantly testing and looking and ensuring that we're right. With God, it's about what is true. We're not looking for certainty, because your certainty can be based on something that's a lie. You can be absolutely certain of something and be completely certain about a lie. But when your pursuit is about what is actually true, what is actually true based in reality, based in what God has created, based on what can actually be observed, based on what God has actually said, not based in man's opinion, what is true? That is what is righteous altogether. You can't find righteousness in man's wisdom. You can't find righteousness in or coming naturally from a created thing, specifically created man. Man has to be made righteous. God is righteous. And he says, they, referring to the judgments of the Lord, going back to the tail end of verse 9 there, they, the judgments of the Lord, are more desirable than gold. Yes, than much fine gold. You, if you have the word of the Lord imprinted on your heart, and you're walking with him daily, and you're growing in your knowledge of the Lord, growing in holiness as you are set apart and sanctified in Christ Jesus in your walk with the Lord, that pursuit of truth and accompanied with the fear of the Lord is more valuable than gold or anything else you'll find on this planet. Why? Because in one, you're pursuing the Creator himself. In the other, you're pursuing things that were created, things that will pass away, things that can die, things that can dissolve, things that will fade away, lose value. But God himself, The pursuit of his truth is sweeter also than honey and the drippings of the honeycomb. There's nothing sweeter. There's nothing more valuable. It is the best thing you could ever find in life. Amen? Well, I hope you've enjoyed this daily bite of God's Word, and I look forward to being with you again real soon. God bless.